On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace. Today, getting a plant up and running after Hurricane Katrina. In the midst of the devastation caused by Hurricane Katrina, a vacuum cleaner company is helping to clear a little bright spot. The Orec Corporation makes vacuums in Long Beach, Mississippi, where many of its 600 workers lost everything in the storm. The company has raced to reopen its factory, which has taken some extraordinary efforts. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Hurricane Katrina dealt a double blow to the Orec Corporation. The company's headquarters are in New Orleans, and its lone U.S. factory is located on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. CEO Tom Orec had taken shelter in Houston when he learned the Mississippi plant survived the storm largely intact. He was determined to reopen quickly as a beacon for the region's recovery.
People need, shelter, which we brought in. They need food and water, which we shipped into Long Beach. But they also need to see that they have reason to have hope, that there is a path to normalcy, and that included getting the plant operating so that people now saw that they had a job, they had a place to be, they had a paycheck. It's a way for people to start to move back towards a normal life.
Even before the storm, Orec had relocated some of its call center operations. A temporary administrative office was set up in Dallas. And Marketing Vice President Steve Hansen was dispatched to Mississippi to help provide housing for displaced factory workers.
That's when I became the trailer king.
Earlier this week, Hansen led a caravan of trailers the company just purchased along a two-lane road lined with downed trees and power lines. The destination was a newly expanded RV park that Hansen has taken to calling Oricville. Soon, it will provide a rent-free home to 20 families from the Orec plant, those with no place else to live and whom the company can't live without.
In this area, we have a good chunk of the good skilled laborers working at our plant. So it was very important for us to work very quickly to let them know that we can get this up and running. I hope we've succeeded. We started this morning with our first shift run, where we had the whole group from the plant in there, and people seem pretty charged.
Hansen says the plant's employees have shown the same kind of teamwork recovering from the storm that they do in the factory when a big order comes through. Workers volunteered their own trucks and pricey gasoline, for example, to haul the trailers into place. Sitting behind the wheel of his pickup, Bill Potter was asked what he thinks of the plant's reopening. He clasped his hands together in thanks.
You really never know what a company's going to do, how far they'll go. And as far as I'm concerned, Orec's went way beyond. I mean, he's come through for the employees in a big way. That means a lot, it really does. It shows the people that he does care. It's not just a business.
Emergency generators were in short supply after the hurricane, but Orec found some in Miami, and with help from the Mississippi Governor's Office, managed to secure fuel for them. Last Friday, Tom Orec hosted a cookout for plant employees and turned the lights on for the first time since the storm.
I pointed to a light on the side of the building and simply said to people, I said, you see that kind of yellow bright thing there? You know what that is? Something you haven't seen for a while. That's called electricity. It's back, and we're back, and it's going to take time, and it's going to take money, and it's going to take effort, but we really are going to be able to help these people get back to a normal life.
Sandra Dixon is looking forward to that. Her husband, Joe, is a machinist at the plant, and with their own home destroyed by the hurricane, they were the first to move into the company trailers.
Joe works hard, and we'll get it all back. This time next year, you look us up, and we're going to be living in a house. We're going to be looking back on this with some sad memories, but we're going to be able to laugh about some of it, too.
That day is still a ways off. Some Orec employees are still unaccounted for, and the plant is still trucking in basic supplies such as food and drinking water. But now, when some of those trucks leave the plant, they're carrying new vacuums with them. Scott Horsley, NPR News.